Dreamscape presents Shadows of Opinion by Michael Enderle. Narrated by Greg Tremblay. Chapter 1. December 14th, 2229. Lagos, Nigeria. Gia's mini-flitter zoomed forward, surging past Eric's vehicle. She dove under a web of sky bridges connecting the nearby packed towers. There wasn't even the smallest hint of hesitation in her flight, despite the tiny distances separating her head from, well, to be truthful, an untimely decapitation. Eric growled in frustration as their targets receded into the distance. Earlier, there had been a group of armed men astride mini-flitters, and now they were turning into dots.
"Don't worry," Gia narrowed her eyes. "We've still got eyes on them. They're not getting away."
He appreciated the sentiment, but it didn't do much to kill his irritation. Emma's swarm of drones, both launched and hacked, were keeping the enemy in sight, highlighting them for Eric's and Gia's smart lenses. That might help, but it wasn't a guarantee, and he knew it. There were too many towers, and too many places to hide in Lagos, and the drones weren't fast enough to keep up with the fleeing terrorists.
"This is fun," Eric muttered. "I'm glad we had a big breakfast. I don't like to have high-speed chases on an empty stomach."
"On the other hand, I bet my mother would recommend not chasing terrorists for at least 30 minutes after your last meal," Gia joked.
"Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some poor bastard who crashed after cramping up," Eric admitted. "There has to be at least one."
"Probably."
The bright early afternoon sun glinted off a nearby building. The network of sky bridges, tunnels, and walkways between the towers obscured much of the ground beneath them, but even without the construction, the earth below was more a collection of color impressions, greens, browns, and grays than specific structures at their height. That detail reminded Eric that mini-flitters weren't designed to be operated at that altitude, and he glanced over the side. A helmet wasn't going to save either of them if they fell. Eric grinned, the annoyance finally melting away. He was in a good position, but the terrorists weren't. He might not be a danger junkie, but he dropped from orbit onto enemy-held planets while drop pods were getting picked off by anti-air artillery fire. Chasing terrorists around Earth on a glorified flying bike was nothing in comparison, especially when the enemy wasn't putting up a decent fight. They had to be worried about their own meet-and-greet with the ground.
"They've got a whole damn gang," Eric complained, grateful his helmet blocked the wind. "So why the hell are they running instead of trying to kill us? They don't even know it's us."
"Us?" Gia asked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?